This is a Fox News alert. Democrats hold on to Senate. I'm Laura Cantor. The Fox News Decision Desk projects Democrats will maintain Senate control following Democratic incumbent Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's projected win over Republican Adam Laxalt in Nevada's Senate race. Her win gives Democrats the 50 seats needed to keep the Senate. Here's Fox's Chad Pergram.
Catherine Cortez Masto, she was behind Adam Laxalt, the Republican nominee for the Senate in Nevada. About 23,000 votes came in, and the advantage that went to Cortez Masto was more than 5,800 votes. So that propels her pretty much to victory here and means that she will be kind of the deciding vote here in the United States Senate, or at least propel the Democrats to the majority.
Republicans say they're on a pathway to take back control of the House. The closely watched Arizona governor's race between Democrat Katie Hobbs and Republican Carrie Lake has not been called yet. Hobbs has a small lead over Lake. There is still a December 6th runoff in the Georgia Senate race between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker.
I'm ready to go into a runoff because this seat means more than just Herschel Walker. This seat means more than just anything that I've been doing. This seat is about the Georgia people, and it seems like Senator Warnock has lost. My integrity is a lot better than his.
Herschel Walker speaking on One Nation with Brian Kilmeade. In Cambodia Saturday, President Biden addressed members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, also known as ASEAN.
Over the last year, my administration has announced more than $250 million in new initiatives with ASEAN. And for 2023, I requested $850 million in assistance for Southeast Asia.
President Biden set to meet with the leaders of South Korea and Japan Sunday before he leaves for the G20 summit in Indonesia. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Russia announcing the withdrawal of its troops from the Ukrainian city of Kherson. Fox's Greg Palcott has the latest from Kyiv, Ukraine.
There is joy in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson, but still some tough times ahead. After 8 months of Russian occupation, residents experienced their first full day without Moscow in charge. Still giddy with freedom, locals were out waving flags, hugging newly arrived Ukrainian troops. Kyiv moving fast to stabilize things. Police are arriving. Power, water, food, medicine, communications either being rushed in or repaired. Russian troops left the city and region, making their way on a makeshift bridge across a nearby river. The other bridge is blown up. The latest reports say some Russian soldiers remain in the area, clashing with Ukrainian forces or trying to blend in.
The Labor Department takes its fight to stop child labor violations to court. Fox's Karen McHugh with the story.
The Labor Department's alleging that a cleaning company hired more than 30 kids ages 13 to 17 to work in slaughterhouses and meat processing plants in Minnesota and Nebraska. A lawsuit filed in a Nebraska court Thursday states that the kids worked for a cleaning subcontractor, Packers Sanitation Services, at JBS in Grand Island, as well as in Worthington, Minnesota, and at Turkey Valley Farms in Marshall. In addition to working overnight shifts, the child labor were handling dangerous power-driven machines and caustic chemicals. Several sustained serious injuries, including one 13-year-old who suffered serious chemical burns.
SpaceX having another successful launch from Cape Canaveral in Florida Saturday.
3, 2, 1, and liftoff of Intelsat Galaxy 31 and 32. Go Falcon 9.
The Falcon 9 rocket carried two communications satellites. SpaceX has now completed 52 launches this year. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.